Course Segment 3. Everyday Expressions. Every language has its share of everyday expressions, and French is no exception. This segment presents more useful expressions and helpful hints that will help you build your French vocabulary the Michel Thomas way. Before we begin, let me remind you to take your time, relax, and think things through. You'll be expected to come up with more words on your own. If you feel unsure about items that Michel Thomas so splendidly introduced in his courses, feel free to review them or any items presented here. And once again, unless I prompt you with friend, Stéphane or Stéphanie, use the formal vous rather than the familiar tu form. It's always a good idea to be more formal at first and to take your cues from native speakers. When someone tells you to use tu with them, you know you've made a friend. OK, let's begin with verb plus expressions, because these verbs are generally followed by little helpers. What's more, they are then always followed by the to form of the verb, so that's really good value. The most common of these helpers are à and de, and we've already seen some examples of these. Let's start with the à verbs, that's a with a grave accent. You will often find it used with verbs which indicate that you begin doing something or continue with it. So, to seek to is chercher à. How would you say I am seeking to reorganise my department? I'll let you guess department, because it's a straight transformation, and you now know that nouns ending in M-E-N-T are masculine. So, I'm seeking to reorganise my department.
Je cherche à réorganiser mon département.
Yes, je cherche à réorganiser mon département. Similarly, to begin to do is commencer à faire. So, still describing what you're doing, try I started, that's in French, I have started, evaluating our performance. To evaluate and performance are straight transformations. So, I have started evaluating our performance.
J'ai commencé à évaluer notre performance.
That's right. J'ai commencé à évaluer notre performance. J'ai commencé is a dot indicating when this evaluation started in the past. To continue doing something is also an à verb. Continuer à. So, I go on, I continue using my colleague's suggestions would be. To use is utiliser. And suggestions is a straight transformation. So, I go on, I continue using my colleague's suggestions.
Je continue à utiliser les suggestions de mes collègues.
Je continue à utiliser les suggestions de mes collègues. Yes. And to finish our story, why don't you now add, now I hope to succeed in building a really efficient team. To hope is espérer. And is followed by the to form of the verb. To succeed in doing is réussir à. Efficient is efficace, which is quite close to the English, and a team is une équipe. So, I hope to succeed in building a really efficient team.
J'espère réussir à construire une équipe vraiment efficace.
Une bonne histoire! Je cherche à réorganiser mon département et j'ai commencé à évaluer notre performance. Je continue à utiliser les suggestions de mes collègues et j'espère réussir à construire une équipe vraiment efficace. Bien. Let's move on now to verbs with de. To take advantage of something is profiter de, with the idea of profiting from something. To depend on is dépendre de. So, how would you say, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity, but it depends on you? First, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity.
Je voudrais profiter de cette opportunité.
Yes, je voudrais profiter de cette opportunité. But it depends on you. It's very general here. So to say it, you will use ça. So, it depends on you.
Mais ça dépend de vous.
good, mais ça dépend de vous. All together now, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity, but it depends on you.
Je voudrais profiter de cette opportunité, mais ça dépend de vous.
Super! Je voudrais profiter de cette opportunité, mais ça dépend de vous. Now let's see if we can weave some of these verbs into a story. Let's start with, I have allowed my employees to have lunch in the restaurant. To allow somebody to do something is permettre à quelqu'un de faire quelque chose. So what about I have allowed my employees to have lunch, that is, to lunch, in the restaurant?
J'ai permis à mes employés de déjeuner au restaurant.
J'ai permis à mes employés de déjeuner au restaurant. Good. To advise to do is conseiller de faire. So, I advise them to choose something very simple. Them is really to them, so leur, placed in front of the verb. After something, you need to use de. So, I advise them to choose something very simple.
Je leur ai conseillé de choisir quelque chose de très simple.
Yes. Je leur ai conseillé de choisir quelque chose de très simple. Well done for using de after quelque chose. Hang on, there's more to this story. To refuse to do is refuser de faire. And in the same way, to accept to do is accepter de faire. So try, they accepted a sandwich and a coffee. In French, you will say, they accepted to take a sandwich and a coffee. You use prendre when you talk about having food. Sandwich is borrowed from the English. So, they accepted to take a sandwich and a coffee.
Ils ont accepté de prendre un sandwich et un café.
Good. Ils ont accepté de prendre un sandwich et un café. To change is changer de. So I could say, j'ai changé de voiture l'année dernière. I changed my car last year. To change one's mind is literally to change one's opinion. Changer d'avis, spelled D'AVIS. So how would you say, but I changed my mind and I let them, I permitted them, to choose the menu? First of all, but I changed my mind.
Mais j'ai changé d'avis.
Mais j'ai changé d'avis, yes. And I let them, or permitted them, to choose the menu.
Et je leur ai permis de choisir le menu.
That's it. Et je leur ai permis de choisir le menu. So all together now. But I changed my mind and let them choose the menu.
Mais j'ai changé d'avis et je leur ai permis de choisir le menu.
Bien. Mais j'ai changé d'avis et je leur ai permis de choisir le menu. Another common little plus word is sur, which is used with the idea of on, about or over. To moan about something is se lamenter sur quelque chose. Lamenter is quite close to lament. To express a command, you use the tu or the vous form of the verb. If to stop doing something is arrêter de faire quelque chose, what about saying to someone you don't know very well, stop moaning about everything?
Arrêtez de vous lamenter sur tout.
Exactly. Arrêtez de vous lamenter sur tout. And if you were saying it to a friend?
Arrête de te lamenter sur tout.
Arrête de te lamenter sur tout. That's it. And the only difference from the normal tu form of the verb would be that in writing, you drop the S at the end of arrête in the command form. To rely on is compter sur, as in to count on, with compter spelt C-O-M-P-T-E-R. So, speaking to vous, try naturally, I count on your discretion. Naturally and discretion are straight transfers. So, naturally, I count on your discretion.
Naturellement, je compte sur votre discrétion.
Quite. Naturellement, je compte sur votre discrétion. And what about, to vous, Don't count on us for this. Ne and pas will go on each side of the command. So, don't count on us for this.
Ne comptez pas sur nous pour ça.
Very good. Ne comptez pas sur nous pour ça. But moi, je compte sur vous to use these little helpers from now on.